Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and you know how happy I am that you're here. I'm happy Jeffrey Zabar's here, too, because otherwise this wouldn't be nearly as much fun. Jeffrey's been is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. We've got we've already celebrated a 10th anniversary with him as a member of our Brain Trust. Can't do without him. He's the author of many books on being a micropreneur, including Safe at Home, including Home Office Know-How. And he's an award-winning journalist and our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. Welcome back to the show.
It's always great to be with you. And it's funny you should mention how we've been together for 10 years, because my daughter asked me this morning, doing some vocabulary words, "Dad, what does fidelity mean?" And I said her fidelity is me and Jim Black.
That's exactly
how long we've been loyal together.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, and she said, "Whatever, Dad."
Whatever,
that's
Dad.
That's when she rolled her eyes, right?
Just give me a definition.
Whatever, come on. It's not always about you, Dad.
Exactly. Oh, hey, that's where you're wrong, dear. Where you're wrong.
That's right. Hey, Jeff, you've done something exciting in the last day or so, haven't you?
Yeah, you know what?
I know you don't get out much, but yesterday you had a big day, didn't you?
Yeah, I was able to have a conversation with my daughter. No, just kidding. Yeah, you know what? I went out to an event last night, and I was able to demo the new Verizon Google phone, the Droid, running on the Android phone application from Google, and they call it the Droid. It's a Motorola handset.
Yeah.
Looks very, very much like the, it operates much like the iPhone, and that's really who their head-to-head competition against is in this application.
It's there are others besides the Google Droid, too. There, of course, now this is a smartphone, what they call a smartphone, right?
Right. This is
with a big screen, and you can turn them landscape. BlackBerry's got one that you may or may not like. Then there's the iPhone, and then there's this one. But there's one other one. What's that? Anyway, I've forgotten. Anyway, there are a handful of these out there. But the Droid is brand new, isn't it?
The Droid is brand new, again, running on the Google Android 2.0 software, which, if you have your old little Nokia analog or even digital phone and you're happy with that, I mean, I was meeting with somebody last night and she was monkeying with it and she's like, you know what, this is meaningless to me. I don't need all this stuff. So you make a decision whether you need all this stuff or not. But for those who use their phone as a more robust tool for life and or business, and you download apps which are little software applications that run on these special smartphones, you know, certain line of smartphones.
Right.
There's a lot that can be done. And
if you're a road warrior, I could see where a smartphone would really, really be handy, because you can't always pop up a laptop. It's not always handy to have that. You may be on a day trip and you don't want to take your laptop, but you can do, you know, essentially just on a smaller profile, anything you can do on a laptop with these things. They're pretty amazing. I've got a BlackBerry. I've got a BlackBerry Curve, I guess it is, and I like it. But it's a phone with email capability. Basically, I can take pictures with it sometimes, but it's a pretty full function thing. But the screen is small and it's not really good for browsing, for surfing on the internet. Although it will do some of that, it's just not very good. But I use it primarily for texting, for phone, and for email.
Right.
But maybe if I had more capability, I could see where I would use more. You know, I would probably do a little more web surfing when I was roaming around.
Yeah, you have to decide what you want in your phone. And I think a couple of things that make this one a little different is it has a full QWERTY keyboard that slides out from underneath, where people who use the iPhone have to tap into the screen. This one
so
has,
this is a real
QWERTY.
a button QWERTY?
A button, exactly.
Wow, that's interesting.
You slide it out from under, not unlike many phones that have sort of a slide-out keypad, And when you say QWERTY, it means it's a full keypad, so it's not like you touch the 5 key 4 times to get to a certain number.
No, I don't like that part of it, but it sounds like it's bigger then. Does that make it...
It's really just about the same size, although the screen is a half inch larger.
Really?
The other dimensions are roughly, I think they say it's about a millimeter, a couple millimeters thicker than the iPhone.
It'd have to be because of the screen, because of the keyboard.
The keyboard, but it's not... You know what? Someone else at the event yesterday had an iPhone, and we were really comparing them side by side.
Yeah.
The iPhone is certainly thinner, but you know, when you're talking about something like this, you know, it depends on what type of phone you want. I mean, I have my Pearl, my BlackBerry Pearl, which is very small, and you go for something like that decidedly for size. You don't mind not having
the
full
Pearl's
keyboard.
Got the one where you touch the keys 3 times to get a number, a letter.
Yeah, I mean, it had autofill, so it sort of discovers.
Yeah, I don't like that.
So, I mean, I've had it this is my second one. I've had them for like 3 years now. I love it. Okay, because it's small. It's very small. And I appreciate that. But you know what? The screen resolution on, you know, the iPhone has nice screen resolution. You know, Verizon is boasting better screen resolution, a bigger screen. Again, all the apps. You talk about using it as a road warrior. One of the apps I was scrolling through to see which ones I could download, one of the apps, for example, is New York City subway maps.
Mm-hmm.
If you're traveling in New York and you don't want to be a geek looking up at the board on the wall, you can plan your route in advance. I mean, as they say with iPhone, you know, they have a community of 85,000 applications or apps out there. You know, Google announced a long time ago this is coming along, so there are a lot of apps that are coming along. So that's really not going to be a differentiator between the two. It's really minimal, you know, little things like having a full keyboard. If you want the full keyboard, and
kind of appeals to me.
That was a dig on iPhone originally, and continues for some people. They don't like having to tap the glass for the keyboard. You know, having a slightly larger tactile
feel of it. Yeah.
You know what? And it's funny you should say, you know, say how you don't like multi-tap on a keyboard, because I was trying to tap out on this, and I'm so not used to it that it was taking me a while to realize, oh, I'm on a normal keyboard.
We'll bring you back to normalcy eventually. So you kind of like it, but you're not ready. Make you decide to change.
I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid quite yet.
How much is it?
It's $199 plus their plan.
Wow.
I think that's after the rebates. So you know, it's probably $5,000 less than a $4,800 rebate.
Right.
But you know, the thing is, you have to want this phone. Again, I was speaking to somebody last night who had a texting and phone call type of phone, and she was very happy with it. And she's like, I have no need for this.
Yeah.
Someone with an iPhone was saying,
but you know,
I'll
tell you, once you have the capability. My phone's worn out. My BlackBerry is worn out. I need to buy another one. Need to get another one. So I'm glad to know about this. I'll check those out maybe this weekend. Hey, Jeff, hold on to that thought. Right back with Jeffrey Zabar. We're going to talk a little bit more about small business technology right after these messages. Stay with us. Dan Fogelberg, ladies and gentlemen, the late, great Dan Fogelberg, one of my favorites. That's from the Innocent Age album. That song is The Nexus. It's outstanding. It's the first song on the album, and you'll like it, I promise you. It's a double album. It's one of my favorites in my collection. 23 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance, and check out all the different things you can do there. You can listen, you can read, you can ask questions, and if no matter what time, how much time you have, 5 seconds or 15 minutes, anywhere in between on any topic under the small business sun, we've got something that will help you there. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And by the way, my new blog post there off the homepage is about barter. It's some thoughts I have on the idea of barter, the concept of barter as a way of helping small businesses get through the tough times. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. He's our good friend. He is the Chief Home Officer. Jeff, give us your website. Tell us how we can find you.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com, as well as at Chief Home Office. If you're a Twitter fan, just drop the R. And Facebook, I have a fan page that's Chief Home Officer as well.
Yeah, and if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Jeffrey, we're talking about technology, primarily the cell phone thing. You had an opportunity to to test the new Google phone called the Droid.
The Droid, right? From
Droid, I guess.
Exactly.
And so it's, they connect up with Verizon. Now, what's interesting to me is when they launch all these new phones, they have to declare which phone system they're going with.
Right.
Now, I have T-Mobile, and we like T-Mobile for a lot of reasons. I've been with T-Mobile for the I was with the one of the original companies of T-Mobile all the way back to excuse me, like 20 years, and. But I like their coverage too, and their international coverage too. But if I go with a Droid, I've got to change companies.
Right.
I'm longing for the day when you buy your phone wherever the heck you want to buy it, and you pick out your coverage. It annoys me to have to change systems because I want a different kind of phone.
Agreed, and you know what I think is going to happen. Two comments along those lines. First off, we see a first step going on. Anyone who's ever bought a phone from one vendor, and then they go to another and buy a new phone, they realize that power adapter converter does not work.
Oh yeah.
Starting in 2010, sometime in 2010, they're going to universalize power adapters
for
the cell phone market.
They need to do that because that's ridiculous.
I mean, you get all these ones that you can't use.
Mm-hmm.
You end up throwing them away when you switch phones or switch providers.
Well, I'm always and I've got like a collection of those things because I'm always afraid. I'm such a pack rat. I always think, well, maybe I'll use this another one day.
Yeah, well, you never know. I mean, you may switch back. You may go back to Motorola.
But Jeff, I don't even know what it fits. I mean,
right.
You know, anymore. It irritates me to have. I agree with you.
Yeah.
about the connection thing.
Well, the other thing was, you know, you remember when iPhone came out, and it remains only on the Apple network, and then a whole little subculture emerged of tech guys who could hack the iPhone and get it to work on any other carrier.
Right.
So, you know, the point is, we don't all know those people, and we wouldn't do it if we could necessarily.
But you're absolutely right. What if you bought a Chrysler or a GM car, and you can only buy gas from Exxon or whatever? You know,
right.
That's ridiculous.
Right, absolutely. And I think you see a lot of that going on. In some ways it's regulation, in some ways it's the market thing. You know, when they did universal portability, where you could take, which is porting, although portability really sounds like you're taking your number, it's portable, but when they said your number is yours, not the phone companies.
Mm-hmm.
So when my number, my cell phone number, when I switch carriers, I take my number with me so people
right.
don't lose me, I stay in their database. That was a regulatory issue.
Right.
Sometimes the market moves on its own, like getting to a universal standard for the adapter. I don't know what we'll see, because obviously having a monopoly on an iPhone has been tremendous for AT&T. But, you know, that will come up one day, and you'll see others with it, or you'll see someone else bid it, and it'll become only, you know, exclusive for new sales to another carrier.
Right.
Who knows?
Right.
But it's not necessarily always best for the customer. We just have to wait and see how these things play out.
Well, and it is confusing to the customer, isn't it?
That absolutely.
You don't know, you know, you, I mean, it's confusing to me, and I kind of track these things a little bit. But anyway, when you surfed with the Droid on the internet, and by the way, tell the audience what you didn't do while you were testing the Droid.
It's funny. I'm testing out a wireless phone called the Droid, and I'm surfing and I'm playing with apps. Never even made a phone call. Okay.
For all we know, it's got a horrible scratchy microphone.
exactly. But who buys a phone for the phone capabilities? I mean, honestly, that's almost the baseline that
right.
you expect
that's
it
minimal.
To have a clear signal.
Yeah.
And
well,
did it have
Brick Breaker? That's what I want to know.
I didn't.
You didn't
check
that out?
I don't play games. See, the sad thing is, in all honesty, I don't have an addictive personality. I have an addicting personality, but not an addictive personality. But you give me these apps, you know, it's just been announced that the iPhone, the App Store, just surpassed 100,000
I can
apps.
Imagine if I ever got one of these smartphones, I'd probably be the biggest application nut in the world, looking through, finding all these handy things because I do like the technology. But back to the surfing, did it do well when you were surfing on the internet?
It was relatively fast. I downloaded an app. I started surfing. What can I download? I downloaded an app called Pandora. For those
mm-hmm.
who are music audiophiles,
mm-hmm.
download Pandora. It's a really great app. But I downloaded it. Logged on with my account, and then, which I happen to know, and it was streaming music lickety-split in
wow.
a matter of like a minute and a half, two
How
minutes,
about
I was
that?
Listening to music. So
pretty cool.
And it plays in the background, so you can run multiple apps at once. It's almost like Windows.
So it's got plenty of RAM.
So it has 500 megs or so of onboard, and then you can put up into it, I think, a 16-gig card
wow.
into it. So
because
a lot
that?
Of people said they want to bring their music to the phone.
It's amazing that what the new technology. Hey, Jeffrey, chiefhomeofficer.com is the website. Thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Always great being with you. Thank you.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.